What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, in front of the show, Coach Chris Crutchfield, Omaha Mavs winning the Summit League. We talked about it our last interview. We had him on the show. We'll talk to him again in March, and we claimed it then. And look, it happened, and Coach is here in March. How you doing, Coach?
I am fantastic. Now we got to that conference tournament.
I hear that, Coach. Let me ask you, man, that journey, man, winning those games, man, had to make you feel good, seeing your team compete like crazy, and especially against St. Thomas when you knew he was in the tournament, but they still competed hard, shot the best they shot all year long, man. So talk about the resolve of your team, how proud they were to be professional and coming out there doing their thing, knowing you already was in.
Well, that was a testament to our character, I think, of our team. Because it's a unique situation to know that you're already in the tournament and you still got another game to play to kind of validate it legitimately and not have an asterisk by your NCAA tournament bid. And they was all up for it, man. They took on the challenge. They wanted to validate what they'd done in the regular season, and they really wanted to cut down those nets and didn't want to have an asterisk by it. And they made that decision that night in that meeting room that we're going to go out there and play today now. We're going to go out and play. We came here to do one thing and to cut down those nets, and they did it.
No doubt, Coach. For you, Coach, we talked the spring of 2022. We got hired, man, about your vision. And now seeing 3 years in, your vision coming to fruition, knowing that the sweat, blood, sweat, tears you put into his job at Omaha with the Mavs, it all came to fruition in Sioux Falls here this weekend.
No doubt. And anything that happens like this right here, you better have a vision. You better have a plan on what you're trying to attack and what you're trying to do. And I think the biggest thing was keeping those guys around, keeping those four core guys around, the guys that have been in the program from day one, the guys that have established the culture that we have. And that was the key. And we brought in some transfers. We mixed in a bunch of new guys. And those guys kind of had great chemistry. They came in with no egos, no attitudes. And you can see the results how they started playing the 1st of January.
No doubt, Coach. What I love about your team, you see it on social media, you see it on the bench, is how connected your team is, Coach. And talk about that piece, where even the guys who aren't playing as much are still locked in and engaged and with you guys, and have from you on down to support staff, be on that same accord, and how important that really is.
It's huge. It's huge. And we talk to our team all the time about value. Everyone has value. Their roles are different. But everyone has value. And we talk about it every day, all the way down to the managers. Like, we all have the same value in what we're trying to get done. And we want them to appreciate each guy in that locker room for what they bring to the table. It might not be points. It might not be rebounds. It might be something off the court. Like, and we talk about it, and they bought into understanding how important that was, and that helped with our chemistry early. But it's a testament to the kids that we have in our program, boss, because, you know, they all sacrifice something. And I told them at the beginning of the year, when we start this process, guys, everybody in this room going to sacrifice something. We don't know what that may be. But it's going to be maybe your ego. It may be minutes. It may be shots. It may be something. But everybody's got to sacrifice something for us as a team to reach our goals. And they did it. They bought into it, man. There was no issues. We changed some things up midway through the year. And no one has an attitude. We took guys out of starting lineup, put certain guys in the starting lineup. Everybody bought in. There was no issues. And normally in this day and age, with this generation of kids, that change don't happen very easily. And it's just a testament to the character of these kids that we have in our program.
No doubt, Coach. And it's very blessing to have young men who understand the greater good and willing to sacrifice. Because you know, as Coach, as a team, we have to really give a little bit of ourselves to win. We all can't get everything we want. But the glory at the end is what we want, like what happened in Sioux Falls. And I think that's a life lesson for these young men, that, hey, if I give a little bit of myself for the greater good, great things can happen.
No doubt. And we're going to talk about that today. We have a team meeting today, and be our first practice since we won it. And we're going to talk about that today. And I'm going to praise them for what they done and how they handled themselves throughout the whole year. Even when things wasn't going well in the non-conference schedule, how they handled themselves, how they was able to have some resolve to come back and put together a great conference season. Then to have the character to come out in a championship game and compete the way they competed, knowing that you was already in the tournament. So that tells you a lot about this special group.
And Coach, I'm asking this, man, for you. You broke the single season wins record in Omaha with 22 wins in D1. And I know it's not something you was trying to go after, but talk about that. Hey, you get 22 wins, break the old record of 21 at D1, and in a game, like you said, where the guys could have just shut it down, and he didn't.
Exactly. And I often told those guys, just stay with it. During those times when we was, you know, 4-5 or 4-6, and we hadn't won, had lost maybe 5 in a row, and we watching film, and we trying to correct those mistakes. And I just told those guys, like, we believe in you. Our staff believe in you. And we're going to get this thing going. Don't worry about what's happening in the non-con. We're going to benefit from these losses. But let's just keep getting better. Let's just keep getting better. And, you know, it's hard. It's always easy to say that in the midst of losing and in the midst of a hard film session. And you got to come out and practice. But those guys did it. They came out and did it every single day. And our team got better. We just continue to get better and better and better. And you know, we put some guys in some roles that they needed to be in, and they bought into their roles, and they played them to a T. And our team changed. Our team changed, man. We injected J.J. White back into the starting lineup, kid from Lawrenceville, Georgia. And the rest is history, man. He played his butt off, first-team all-conference player, all-tournament team player. I mean, he was fantastic, man. In those last 21 games.
No doubt. He was on the all-tournament team. J.J. White was. And then Markell give you 22-18 in the championship game, being a tournament MVP. I mean, Coach, talk about those guys' performance in that last game for you guys. Mark Hill getting there, almost got him a 20-20 game, going out the door there.
It was special, man. Just the fact that, you know, they came, they seniors, and they came out and competed that way. Because we always talk about, you know, history and having a banner in that gym that you can always come back and bring your kids one day and point at that banner and say, look what daddy did up there. Like, daddy put those three banners up there. Like, I did that. And we talk about that stuff because I tell them, you know, when you get old and fat like us and come back as with your kids, it's going to mean something to you. Might not mean as much right now, but 10 to 15, 20 years from now, it's going to mean a lot to you for what you guys have done. And you changed this program. You changed the city. And it's something that they can be proud of. But those guys, great young men, great character, workers from day one. They worked and they developed. Each one of those guys got better in their 3 years here. And that's just a testament to their character and how hard they work.
No doubt, Coach, and for you coaching your roster, man, you know, you got to beat South Dakota and St. Thomas. We lost at their place as well. The fans on losses. I know your guys were locked in about that to get your fans on losses on their home court. So talk about that motivation of that piece for your guys as well, knowing that they had beaten you recently, and now you can but you beat them where it counted in Sioux Falls.
No doubt, no doubt. I mean, that might be the same day I spoke with you. We was in Brookings, and we knew it was going to be a tough game. South Dakota State hadn't lost a game at home. We had already beat them at our place, and they were starting to play really, really good. And they played well. They played well at home, and I thought the game was very competitive. They just played better than we did at home. I made some shots, made a lot of shots. Then we got to go on a road trip to St. Thomas within the next 2 days. So we go up to Minnesota, to St. Paul, and have to play those guys. And they're very good at home, hadn't lost a home game. So, and those are two games. At that time, we were sitting in first place in our league. So we go up there and lose those two games. And you know, we took a shot. We took a shot. And I told those guys, like if we who we think we are, like, we got three games left. On the road to Kansas City, home with South Dakota, and home with Oral Roberts. We have to win these next three games if you guys want to be at least have a share of clinching the regular season. And we went on the road and played really well at Kansas City. I mean, you're talking about three games in a row on the road in this league in the end of February. I mean, it's hard to do. Hard to do, but we were able to win one out of those three and came home and held serve on those two home games with South Dakota. Was clinching a share with South Dakota. We clinched it. Then we beat Oral Roberts to win it outright. And that goes back to their toughness, their resolve to be able to come back after losing those two tough games and being in a two-way, three-way tie for first place at that time after we lost those two games. We could have easily lost that game in Kansas City, but they didn't. And we could have easily lost the game at home to South Dakota, but they didn't. And we got a tough group, boss. We got a tough group of guys that are competitors. That's one thing I say about them. They're competitors and they like each other. And we have a group that's connected. And I don't know if I've ever been with a team that has been this close and disconnected in my career.
No doubt, Coach. And, you know, like you said, Coach, haven't seen these teams so recently. So if I helped you with the scout, your guys are in tune with the matchups and what we got to do. So everything to me was worked out good for you. I know you want to win them game on the road, of course, but haven't seen them so recently. Their taste still ain't miles. They're ready to get at them again. So you saw the way they're competing out there, what they were doing. Like, it was really like I could see the look in your guys' eyes. They was locked in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. They've been focused all year, man. Once we got through the non-con and went up to North Dakota and won those two games in a row at North Dakota and North Dakota State, I think that changed our confidence with our team. And you could see them just grow and grow and grow after those two games.
And, Coach, for you, man, personally, man, how has it been with all the calls you've been getting, the social media messages you've been getting? I'd love to see the Omaha. How's that been these past few days as you recalibrate and get ready for this Selection Sunday here?
It's been fun, man. Really, it's been fun. It's been fun for the kids, man, because, you know, I've experienced it. I've been to the NCAA tournament. I've been to the Final Four. I've been to Sweet 16s. as an assistant coach, but I've never taken a team to the NCAA tournament as a head coach. So it's special. But I'm just happy for all the former players, all the alumni, the people in this city that's gotten behind our program and cheered us on. And now this is so rewarding because this is the ultimate goal, is to see your name called on Selection Sunday. So we're excited about that. And I'm just excited for everyone that's involved, all the people that took the time to invest in me. Man, our athletic director has been fabulous. Our chancellor has been unreal. They've had my back from day one. So it's a really rewarding feeling to do this, especially as an alumni and a former player.
No doubt, Coach. Now, y'all having a watch party on Sunday? Are they going to see you on TV or CBS?
No doubt. We got to see if CBS is wanting to come or not. But we definitely going to have a watch party, and it's going to be a lot of people come out because this is the first time this has ever happened.
Well, Coach, I'm definitely looking forward to the bracket. I'm definitely advancing, Coach. You my guy, but I appreciate you always,
well, I appreciate
Coach.
Appreciate you having me on your show again.
Hey, Coach, anytime, my brother, I'll be cheering for you. Hopefully, we'll talk again in a week or so after you win two rounds, man, hopefully.
I like that. Speak it.
Yes, sir, Coach. Well, thank you all, Coach Crutch. I all love you, man. Look forward to seeing you soon, brother.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.